Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Hello, Anderson Nation. He's back, baby. He's back. Where was he? Who knows? Just down a rabbit hole like the rest of you. I got access back to my Spotify. So for those of you who are not following me on the Instagram or who didn't hear that little message I left on the podcast, I got locked out of my Spotify account. The problem was not Spotify's fault. It was a Google issue. Sorry, Spotify. I did resolve it about maybe seven, 8 days ago, but I've been enjoying this break. I just have a lot going on my end, same as you. But enough of you have reached out to be like, where are you, man? We miss you. So it behooves me to clip-clop over to the microphone and give you a little something-something that's been helping me. And this is going to answer a question from a good friend of mine, a Kickapoo. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He asks, I work in the recovery field. Any thoughts I can share with my clients? Yes. Here's one idea you need to share with them that'll put everything into perspective. Are you ready? Don't let the last proverbial 10 minutes ruin your day. Let me explain. So if we're supposed to live one day at a time, because we cannot possibly have objectives for life, there are too many things that are out of our control. The universe does the universe. We have very, very little influence over the world around us, as much as we'd like to think that we are in control. And so we can't really have goals and objectives that satisfy our spiritual needs that extend beyond the moment. Now, trying to live one moment at a time would be exhausting if you think about it. We have bills to pay, work to do, bosses to please, kids to wipe snot off of, whatever it is you need to do. So what I recommend is living one day at a time. A day seems to be like a manageable time period. We can fit all our physical necessities, you know, eat, drink water, sleep, in one day. So if we're focusing on living one day at a time and you have a 10, 15 minute period that's really burdensome, shoot, it could even be a 1 hour, 2 hour period. Whatever it is, the point is, it's just a very small part of your day. It's maybe the most recent, the loudest point of your day, but that's just your emotions speaking. And if you've read my book, the first one, Your User's Manual, you'll recall from one of the chapters in there that emotions are just bad coding. They're old defense mechanisms we have left over from when we had to, you know, run away from lions in the savannah and stuff. Emotions are useful and handy if you're living a primitive lifestyle. In civilization and society, they're actually counterproductive. So don't let your emotions ruin your present moment or the rest of your time. If you're struggling with something, whether it be emotional, which is what we're typically trying to tackle here, spiritual, mental, or in the case of a Kickapoo's question, if it's a patient that's in recovery, let's say, what's it called there? A physiotherapy or whatever. Don't let one setback ruin your whole day. And how does that happen? We get upset and then we start letting that fucking negative voice inside gets really loud. It starts picking up momentum. Like, you can't do it. Why bother? It's so hard. Don't even, like, so much effort for a little bit of gain. Come on. No, don't lean into that voice. Instead, lean into the voice that says, well, higher highs and higher lows, or okay, so this is where my journey has led me at this point. How can I improve from here? Let us remember slaves of the olden days. Let us remember people who survived prisoner of war camps. I'm not talking about just the Holocaust, although that was the big one. Many, many, many people were kept prisoners of war. They were in jail, wrongly or rightly, mistreated, which is always wrong, of course. They survived. They found a way to find meaning. And so can you. And so can I. So let us focus on doing that together. Whatever's happening, you take a deep breath and like clean slate. Don't let that ruin your time. Let's start doing something now in this present moment. Because after all, we cannot be sure that the past is there. It could be a whole Matrix type situation. We don't know. We feel like we remember the past. But the only thing we know for sure is that we're here right now. So let's go out there and fucking crush it together, guys. I'm rooting for you. Always. And forever. Well, not forever, as long as I'm alive, but I'm rooting for you. Keep it up. Much love.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week, and remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.